السلام عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه على آلائه ونعمائه، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، إلها واحدا أحدا فردا صمدا قيوما، نؤمن له بالربوبية ونقر له بالعبودية. من يهدي الله فهو المهتدي، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. ونشهد أن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد، كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين والأوصياء والصديقين وعترة نبيك الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه المنتجبين ومن تبعهم بإحسان وإيمان إلى يوم الدين. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: ولا تحسبن الذين يفرحون بما أتوا ويحبون أن يحمدوا بما لم يفعلوا فلا تحسبنهم بمفازة من العذاب ولهم عذاب أليم. صدق الله العلي العظيم. In last week's sermon, I spoke about the importance of giving and offering. And I mentioned that since the first day God created humanity, He asked them to give. Life is based on give and take. And therefore He tested the children of Adam. He tested them with this important imtihan and test, asking them to offer. He created them, He doesn't need them. They need Him in everything. But He was testing them. He said, I'd like you to offer something, to sacrifice. One of them passed the test and the second failed, did not pass, because he did not give good offering, good sacrifice. فَتُقُبِّلَ مِنْ أَحَدِهِمَا وَلَمْ يُتَقَبَّلْ مِنَ الْآخَرِ. Why do we have to give? We have to give not for the sake of enriching God. God is not going to be enriched. God is self-sufficient. Whether we pray or we don't pray, we are not going to hurt Him. Whether we give charity or don't, we are not going to hurt Him. Whether we believe in Him or we disbelieve in Him, He's not going to lose anything. It is for our own benefit, for our own spiritual and moral growth. And therefore, the more we give with ikhlas, with dedication, the more we're going to be affectionate, loving, the more we're going to be human, we're going to be more sympathetic and warm-hearted. We're going to benefit from that giving. And I said there are two main benefits. One of them is spiritual benefit. When you give people, you're going to get close to them. When you help someone, any type of help, you're going to get closer to that person. It's not only a physical act, it's an emotional act too. It's a spiritual act too. So it has a lot of value. You're going to get close to that person. And the more we get closer to people, the more we get closer to God too. As I mentioned last week, الْخَلْقُ كُلُّهُمْ عِيَالُ اللَّهِ. If you want to honor someone, a friend, sometimes you give the gift to the friend himself, sometimes you give it to his children, his family. Once you give to his family, as if you have given him. الخلق كلهم عيال الله. We are all dependents on God. So when you help someone of God's dependence, as if you are helping God himself, you get closer to God. That is the first benefit. First moral and spiritual benefit. The second benefit of offerings and help and contribution and donation is that you receive the gift of tawfiq from God. You will see the positive result of every positive step that you do in your life, you contribute in your life. You will see it in your life, in your health, in your family, in your business, in your home, in your dhurriya, in your children. You're going to see that. And this is a law which has been mentioned throughout this book. The law of ihsan. هَلْ جَزَاءُ الْإِحْسَانِ إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانِ. The result of good deeds definitely is going to be good deeds. You're going to receive the tawfiq. And tawfiq is not just with my talent. If I am genius, I'm going to make a better life for me. It does not only depend on me, it depends on God, on how God designs my life for me. Tawfiq has many spiritual elements, asbab ghaybiyya, unseen, we don't see them. Some people, I look at them, he doesn't come from, you know, very noble family. He doesn't come from a rich family. Even he did not go to the best school in town. He have very moderate education. But subhanallah, his life is the best life. He doesn't know anyone in the government. His father was not a multi-billionaire. But this person has tawfiq. This tawfiq is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From God. This is God given. And this is the result of your good deeds. The more good deeds you do to others, the more help, the more you dedicate your life into serving and helping and saving and guiding and rescuing people around you, the more God is going to bestow tawfiq on you. Now, with what niyyah we give, with what intention, the time when you want to help someone, to give something to someone, what is the intention here? Is the intention to satisfy yourself? Is the intention to satisfy the community, to earn good reputation, good name, so people say, mashallah, look at him, so generous, he's so giving, he's so compassionate. Is this what you mean, or there is something else higher than that, higher than self-satisfaction? The niyyah is very important. The value, the core value of every deed depends on the intention. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ وَلِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. You receive the credit for the niyyah. Sometimes your niyyah is to pay someone to help him. You put your hand in your pocket. There is no money. Allah says, I give you the credit because I look at your intention. Your intention was sincere. Your intention was sincere to help, but it happened that, you know, your wife took the money, alhamdulillah. You're going to get the credit. إِنَّمَا الْأَعْمَالُ بِالنِّيَّاتِ. So we have to dedicate the niyyah, the intention, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for the sake of the community, that the community, I will have good reputation, people will respect me more. Of course we want people to respect us. But when you give to God, not only people are going to respect you, God also is going to respect you too. The niyyah is important, the niyyah of the giving. God says about some people in the verse that I recited, they don't give, but they expect people to praise them and speak highly about them. وَلَا تَأْصَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أَتَوْا. Do not suppose those who exult, yafrahun, exult, in what they have brought about. Whatever they do, they want attention. They want people to speak about them. They want to get credit from people. They, or sometimes they don't give. They don't give. وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا. They don't contribute anything, but yet they love to be praised by what they have not done. They want people to praise them. Those people are losers. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَفَازَةٍ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. Do not think that they are going to be delivered from punishment. فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَفَازَةٍ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ. They are losers. Those who work for attention, they are hurting themselves. Allah says, I want you to be yourself. Don't act. The best type of living is when you conduct yourself in a spontaneous, simple way. You don't have to act. You don't have to pretend that you are someone else. Be natural. Don't be superficial, artificial. Protect your genuineness. Protect your purity. Protect your simplicity. Authenticity. Be authentic. Act the way you love to act. You don't have to pretend. Some people, they spend their entire life, everything they do is to show off. In their weddings, in their funerals, in their even divorce, you know, in their homes, in what they wear, what they eat, where they go. This is the disease of ostentation, riya. This is a very dangerous disease. When you try to pretend you are something while you are not that thing. When you always try to act, don't act. Be yourself. Be genuine. Be simple. Even if you are wrong, even if you do something wrong, do it. No problem. Do that something wrong, but be yourself. Don't act that you are not that person. Don't try to get the attention, do your a'mal, everything in your life for the sake of, oh, what people are going to say. I'm doing this wedding so I get good reputation. I get praised by people. Just to show off. This showing off is a disease. One day you wake up, you are not yourself. One day you wake up, you realize that you are cheating on your own self. You are not yourself. God says, be yourself. That is the best type of life. It's not to pretend. Not to be munafiq. You have one tongue, one heart, one thought. In and out, both. The best description I heard about someone. I was asking about him. My son, I was asking, Baba, what do you think of this person? He didn't tell me he does Salatul Layl, he does this, he does that. He said, Baba, inside and outside is the same. This person, inside and outside is the same. In a private and public, he's the same. He's the same. He doesn't act. He's genuine. This is the message of religion. When you live around people who are genuine, you enjoy your life. When you live around people who always act, they pretend, they want to get attention, they want to show off, they boast, they brag, you don't feel safe. You don't feel safe. And therefore, one day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, after one of these military excursions, they came to the Prophet, they said, Ya Rasulullah, this man, this companion, he did well in that battle. He fought very hard. So the Prophet praised him. And he was the one who defeated this army, or this important soldier, the army leader. He was the one who defeated him. So the Prophet praised this Sahabi. He said, Ahsan, Jazakallah khair. 2 days later, they came to the Prophet, they said, Ya Rasulullah, this man that they told you about is the wrong person. It wasn't him, it was someone else. It was someone else, not this man. So the Prophet called the other Sahabi. He said to him, come here. Were you the one who was fighting? Were you the one who knocked down this enemy soldier? He said, Bala ya Rasulullah. He said, then why were you sitting in that session when I praised the other guy, the wrong guy? He said, yes, I was there. The Prophet said to him then, why didn't you say? He said, Ya Rasulullah, because I did it for God, for the sake of God. I didn't do it so people praise me about it. People admire me about it. It was something between me and God. This is ikhlas. This is dedication. This is when you do your job, not to seek attention, not to seek a praise. Ahlul Bayt are pioneers in this. Why do we love Ahlul Bayt? If you bring me someone, a substitute, I will worship him. If you bring me someone, tell me, listen, take out Ahlul Bayt, this is a better person. I couldn't find. This Quran is peppered with verses praising Ahlul Bayt. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً. This sentence is very important. If we love Ahlul Bayt, we have to implement, practice this sentence, only this sentence. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. When we work, when we give, we are not waiting for words of praise or thanks or appreciation or admiration or this. لَا نُرِيدُ مِنْكُمْ جَزَاءً وَلَا شُكُورًا. Imam Ali alayhi salam, one day, while he went through difficulties, economic difficulties, financial difficulties in Medina. So when that person comes asking for help, people either didn't have money or, you know, they didn't want to help. And Imam Ali gives his ring to him while he was praying. And this verse comes in the Quran. A verse celebrates this event. What was the value of that ring in the market? I don't think it was more than today's $20 today, with today's money. It wasn't more than that. What was the ring? It wasn't silver, it wasn't gold. Probably it was a piece of iron. No more than that. But Allah sends a whole verse in this book, in chapter 5, Surah Al-Ma'idah 55. 555. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ. Those are the leaders. Allah says, if you look up to leaders, those are leaders. Those are genuine leaders. إِنَّمَا وَلِيُّكُمُ اللَّهُ وَرَسُولُهُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَهُمْ رَاكِعُونَ. While they are bowing, they pay charity. They do not delay it until the end of salat. This is urgent. Someone wants food. He wants help. They don't delay it. So Allah recognizes and celebrates this simple act. Why? Because it was out of ikhlas. Do you know, my friends, that one of the Sahaba, prominent Sahaba, he said after this verse came, celebrating Imam Ali's act, I tried giving 10 times charity, different locations, different places. I gave ring, I gave my shoes, I gave my... Nothing came from Allah. This is a hadith. One of the Sahaba, very prominent, he said, I tried that God sends one verse about me, nothing. Of course, you know why the reason. The reason is here in the heart. Imam Ali, when he gave it, he didn't know that God is going to send a verse. Nobody was there. The Prophet was not there. The Prophet at that time was not standing there. God sends a message to the Prophet and the Prophet is outside the mosque. Jibreel comes to the Prophet, he says, this cousin, your cousin, this is what he did. Even the Prophet didn't know. إِنَّمَا نُطْعِمُكُمْ لِوَجْهِ اللَّهِ. The niyyah, the intention is very important. When you give with a pure intention, you are building yourself. You are promoting yourself. You don't want people to promote you. From within yourself, you grow yourself. You excel yourself. Every day we have to revisit our niyyahs, our intentions. Every single day, it's a day of test for us. To revisit and readdress our intentions. If I work, if I help, if I visit someone, if I inquire about someone, if I stand with someone, if I defend, what is my niyyah? What is my intention? Is my intention self-promotion? Is my intention to get the praise of the community? Or my intention is much higher. My intention is the satisfaction of God. رضا الله سبحانه وتعالى. His acceptance, his satisfaction. I've seen some people in my life, in some countries. They build a mosque not to promote God's faith, not to promote Islam, but to promote themselves. The first thing he puts after building the mosque, his name. This masjid is built by Al-Muhsin, Al-Kabir, Hajj Fulan, 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 Al-Fulani. His name is there. He builds the mosque to promote himself. Now, I'm not against putting a sign, putting your name. But if your niyyah is your people speak highly about you, then you lost everything. Let me share this personal story with you. About 5 or 6 years ago, when ISIS invaded Iraq, you know, my father was building a hospital. And he named the hospital from day one. When he acquired the land, he said, this is Imam al-Hujja Hospital. So the money started pouring in from Iraq, from Iran, from India, Pakistan, from even Afghanistan, from America, from Europe, from, you know, from Eastern province, of Saudi Arabia, from Bahrain. But then when ISIS invaded Iraq, the money stopped. So the construction stopped. And my father was in dire need. And I used to see him. He goes to the shrine of Imam Hussein every single day. And he speaks to Imam Hussein for 20 minutes, 30 minutes. He whispers. I don't know what he says to the Imam. So one day, a man called from one of the rich countries, neighboring countries, very wealthy man, a noble man. I know him personally. He said to my father, you don't have to worry about anything. I will pay the rest of the money. Relax. But I have one condition. Listen. What is the condition? He said, remove that name, put my name. Mustashfa Fulan al-Fulani. My father was shocked. He didn't know whether to cry, whether to laugh. Believe me, he was in a state of shock. He said, I remove the name of Imam al-Hujja, who helped me in the beginning. And I dedicated this hospital to him and to God. Because of, let's say, $3 million, $4 million, $10 million, I removed the name of the Imam. What would the Imam say to me tomorrow? What would he say to me? Would he say that, you know, we were not kind to you, so you changed my name to the name of a human being? Wallahi, my friends, when my father refused, he said, no, I'm sorry. I'm not going to do that. Once he said, I'm sorry, the money automatically started to pour in again. Wallahi al-Azim. And within 3 years, they built the whole hospital. The intention is important. Ma kana lillahi yanmu. If you are intending the growth, multiplicity, then dedicate your niyyah for the sake of God. Once you do that, God is going to stand with you. Your project is going to grow. You're going to see progress. You're going to see success. This is how the niyyah of the intention of giving should be. Always containing this element of ikhlas and dedication. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wal asri inna al-insana lafi khusrin illa alladhina amanu wa amilu s-salihat wa tawasaw bil-haqqi wa tawasaw bil-sabr. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ahli baytih al-tayyibin al-tahirin. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته عليا أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين وعلى البضعة الطاهرة فاطمة الزهراء سيدة نساء العالمين وعلى سبطي نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي، عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. عباد الله، أوصيكم وأوصي نفسي بتقوى الله ولزوم أمره. قال الله تعالى في كتابه الكريم، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: رب إني أسكنت من ذريتي بواد غير ذي زرع عند بيتك المحرم ربنا ليقيموا الصلاة فاجعل أفئدة من الناس تهوي إليهم وارزقهم من الثمرات لعلهم يشكرون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. There are two types of loves in this life. One type is the moral and spiritual love. The second is the physical and sensual love. And there is a difference between them. When it comes to the moral love, spiritual love, you love the higher goals in this life. You are not contained or restricted by sensual enjoyment. There is something bigger than these physical and sensual enjoyments. There are higher goals, sublime goals in this life. When you work for the Akhirah, this is an example of moral love. When you work for God, when you dedicate your life to serve God, to make God happy every single moment of your life, this is the moral love. And therefore, the more a human being morally ascends, the more he or she would embrace the spiritual love. And the more a human being descends down and given to his sensual desires, the more his love is going to be sensual and animalistic, not a human love. I'll give you a few examples. Moral love, spiritual love, makes you sacrifice many things in your life with happiness, not with sadness. Sometimes we sacrifice, you give money, but you feel sad. Oh, why should I give in this money? I should have kept it. Why did I help this person? I wasted my time. This is not sacrifice. This is embarrassment. Imam Ali says, real generosity is when someone comes to you without asking you, you give him. Once he asks you, this is embarrassment. You have to give him out of embarrassment. But the real generosity is you don't wait for him to come. You go to him. That is generosity. When you take the first step. So what is this moral love? Moral love is when you sacrifice. I'll give you some examples. Students who are studying, it's very hard for them, very stressful, but they know when they study for 4 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, then they're going to get something much bigger and much higher. The reward is huge. So it is worth it to sacrifice my sleep, my time, my enjoyment. My friends are having fun, I don't join them, I'm studying, sitting in the library studying. It's worth it. Another example, an example of Salatul Layl. Salatul Layl is not easy, it's very difficult. Especially if you have a busy day, you work, it's very difficult for you to wake up at 2 a.m., 3 a.m., 4 a.m., even 5 a.m., very difficult. But when you look at the big reward you receive, that sleep deprivation is going to be sweet. You don't feel it. Allah says in the Quran, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجَ. It's not easy for them to stand up. They had a long day. They had to work hard, mentally, physically. It's not. The bed pulls them towards itself, but they resist. تتجافى جنوبهم عن المضاجع يدعون ربهم خوفا وطمعا ومما رزقناهم ينفقون فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين. This is the reward. Allah says no soul should fathom or understand what reward is waiting for them. What sort of reward is waiting for them? فلا تعلم نفس ما أخفي لهم من قرة أعين. So the one who does Salat al-Layl, he's not inflicting any pain on himself. He's not feeling sorry for himself. Oh, I missed my, you know, my prayers. A recent convert to Islam, she's Chinese. Sometimes she calls me from China. One day she said, my mother was upset with me because we sleep in the same room. And my mother, she realized that I wake up in the middle of the night and go to the, you know, facility, do wudu, and come and stand, and the floor is cold. So she said to me, what sort of religion you are following? A religion that tortures you, a religion that makes you stand up in the middle of the night, in the middle of the cold, the winter, and go and do your wudu and stand on a, put your feet on a cold floor and pray, deprive yourself from sleep, from rest. My mother, she thought that I'm being tortured. She doesn't know that I enjoy this. I enjoy it. Nobody is forcing me. Nobody is saying, hey, stand up, go do wudu, go pray. Nobody. I do this out of love, out of enjoyment. I enjoy it. This is a higher reward. When you believe in a higher reward, you don't worry about the difficulties. They are not even difficulties. This is exactly what Imam Hussein said to God. Why Imam Hussein is still alive? You know, yesterday in Iraq, there was a rainstorm, very heavy storm, but still the streets were packed with Zawar, traveling on foot. The minimum distance is 90 kilometers, minimum distance. Some of them, they come from even longer distances. This is the ishq, this is the love. For someone who gave everything, and he never complained. Even on the day of Ashura, never ever Imam Hussein was heard complaining. He said, Ilahi ridham biqadaik. I'm happy for your happiness. I'm satisfied for your satisfaction. This is why Imam Hussein is alive. Can you imagine someone who goes through thirst, severe thirst, and he's a soldier in the battlefield? It's very hot, burning day. And then he reaches the water, but he doesn't drink. Where do you find this? In what civilization, in what country, in what culture? A person who goes through thirst for 2 days, 48 hours, and once he reaches the water, he says, I'm not going to drink. Because I made a promise. I have children waiting for me. I said to them, I am not going to drink before you. He didn't. This is Al-Abbas alayhi salam. And this is why people walk to them, because they want to learn from them. Ziyara is an inspiration. Ziyara is a learning class. We learn from them. We learn these principles. These principles are not found, to the best of my knowledge, are not found in other cultures. Only in the culture, only in the school of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And therefore, Imam al-Sadiq says, إِنَّ لِلْحُسَيْنِ مَحَبَّةً مَكْنُونَةً فِي قُلُوبِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ For Hussein, especially Imam Hussein, there is a love, a type of love which is deeply rooted, deeply rooted. You cannot uproot this love or this affection for Imam Hussein. You can't. Without exaggeration, today, now that I'm talking to you, there are Christians who are walking to the shrine of Imam Hussein. There are Hindus who are walking. There are Buddhists who are walking to the shrine of Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein is a universal figure because he relates to every human soul, every beautiful human soul who seeks salvation, who seeks success. Imam Hussein relates to them, provides lessons for them. You know, my friends, in our life, we do everything to protect our life. Everything. We pay money, we go to the best hospitals, best doctors. We are willing, if we are sick, We are willing to give everything we own, just to cure myself, just to prolong my life 1 week, one more week, one more day. Imam Hussein gave his life. See, we work to protect our lives, but Imam Hussein gave his life to protect the humanity, to protect the human principles, human values, to protect faith, to protect your relationship with God, to show us the lesson that this is life. If you want to enjoy your life and earn the next one, then this is the way and this is the path. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وأناخت برحلك عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. The 40 sessions are going to begin from tomorrow, inshallah, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Monday being the day of 40. So 3 sessions in the evenings at 7 p.m. with Salat, inshallah, and the lecture. And after that, the dinner, inshallah. And we'd like you to contribute to the dinner of the 40.